I count it in.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Meghna Chakrabarty and Anthony Brooks. The Parkington sisters grew up in Wellfleet, in a household of 9 musicians, 2 parents, and 7 children playing piano, guitar, violin, viola, cello, even a little accordion. Unlike the Von Trapp family, however, the Parkington sisters didn't grow up as part of a family band. That came later. After college and years of independent training, 4 of the sisters came together to officially form the Parkington Sisters. They'll be opening for Mavis Staples at Symphony Hall as part of Boston's First Night celebration this Saturday. But first, they're joining us now in the studio. Rose, Sarah, Ariel, and Nora Parkington, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start with a little bit of music. Can you give us a taste of the Parkington Sisters? What are we going to hear?
This one's called Geese.
Wild geese are north today. Will they know where to go to? Will they know where to go? Will they know where to go?
So beautiful. Your voices blend in the way that one would expect a genetically related pool of people to do, in the way that the Beach Boys did. It's just exquisite.
Thank you.
Where was that song from, Rose?
That song is from our album. It's called Till Voices Wake Us, and you can find it on iTunes.
You guys have been the Parkington Sisters your whole lives, obviously, but it wasn't until 2006 that you musically became the Parkington Sisters. So why is that? How did the group finally come to be? Nora?
Well, we started in about 2005. We went out to Pre-Town, Provincetown. We were sick of cleaning houses on the Cape and doing all the jobs that you do on the Cape in the summertime. And we went out in the streets of Provincetown to play music. And it really took off from there. And we played our first show at the Wellfleet Library. And that went over so well. And we had so much fun that we just kept playing shows after that.
Considering that the origins of the group are on the Cape, do you think that contributes to the sound? I mean, especially in that piece we just heard, I don't mean to extend the Beach Boys analogy too far, but it had kind of a windswept, beachy sound to it. Rose?
Yeah, you know, growing up on the Cape, it's a really diverse environment. You know, you have the crowded summertime, and it's packed, and it's a lot of fun. The sun's out, there's the beach, it's a lot of fun to go swimming. And then you have the wintertime, it's just stark and cold.
Yeah.
And
desolate.
You know, desolate and lonesome, and, you know, so I think that...
Yeah, you definitely hear both of those elements in your music, absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys weren't really singers before you started this group together, right?
Correct.
No, yeah.
And so do you think that being primarily instrumentalist by training helped you in terms of arranging those really intricate harmonies that we just heard?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Nora?
Yeah.
Well, you know, several of us have music degrees, and I think that definitely helps to, as far as music theory, kind of figuring out some of the harder 4-part or 5-part harmonies that we used to have. But yeah, I mean, I think it does come out in a lot of the emotional parts of our songs. The kind of orchestrated arrangements that we come up with definitely helps to have that training.
Let's hear another song. Let's hear a whole song. What are we going to play?
Sure. This song is called September.
Button up your jacket, 'cause it's starting to get cold outside. I'll wrap a scarf around your neck, and I'll take your arm in mine. We step out to a gust of wind, the crisp leaves at our feet. I'll walk with you today, my love. I'll walk with you anytime. I would follow you till it's September, till the leaves fall from the sky. I would follow you till it's September, and I would try to say goodbye. The sky is blue and lovely, as we walk through the pines. I could stay right here forever. Feels like everything's just right. I would follow you till late September, till the leaves fall from the sky. I would follow you till late September, and I would try to say goodbye. Two hands make one heartbeat as we walk along in time. I'll turn my head to face the sun just to know that it still shines. I would follow you until December, till the snow is falling down. I would follow you until December, and I would try to keep you warm. I would try to keep you
That's the Parkington Sisters performing live in our studios. The Parkington Sisters from Wellfleet, they are actually sisters, and they're performing as part of Boston's First Night celebration on Saturday. You guys, you know, you can't choose your family, but you can choose your bandmates, and I'm sure that your parents are thrilled that you've chosen each other. But what are some of the challenges of being with a family band? Ariel?
She's the oldest.
That's the oldest.
Well, you definitely come to the table with your own way of communicating. You know, you've communicated the same way your whole life, so it's hard to break those patterns sometimes of, you know, you can blow up at your family a lot easier. I think there's boundaries that you cross very quickly. So that's always a challenge. And trying to keep it, too, separate from our personal relationships sometimes is a challenge, you know, from our family, keeping it sort of out of the family.
Nora?
I mean, I like to think, like, picture any of you guys with your families stuck in a car, no sleep, no food. You're, like, overworked all the time, and that's kind of how it would go. But you just learn to work, but there's also, I think, that dynamic on stage. There's nothing better than kind of looking at your sisters, and there's that point where, like, wow, we've really worked so hard to get where we are, and I think Symphony Hall is kind of just that holy grail of just wow, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I think that you're going to sound wonderful too. Thanks. With the acoustics,
yeah.
In there.
Yeah, it's one of the best sounding rooms ever.
you guys don't live together anymore though, mm-hmm. And you aren't doing the band full time yet, so how do you make it work? You guys are spread out all over the state, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think this is Nora again. I think we kind of, there's months sometimes where this is full time, and then there's months where we know we do a few shows, maybe like 10 shows versus, like, you know, a whole 3-week tour. But I think that helps to kind of separate because we are family. So, like, the holidays, most bands kind of separate, but we're rehearsing on Christmas together. You know, it's a little different. So to have that space sometimes is better for creativity and writing, and then we can come back to the table again for the shows and rehearsal and come back fresh.
Sarah?
Yeah, I think that's the nice thing about living in different areas is we all have our own space to kind of go home and write tunes, and then each of us bring songs and we write, and then we collaborate from there. So it's kind of cool.
You guys, you played Bonnaroo this summer. You toured a bunch with the Dropkick Murphys. You're opening for Mavis Staples on Saturday. It sounds like there are a lot of exciting things happening for the Parkington Sisters. What's next for you? Is there a new album in the works, Rose?
Yeah, you know what? This upcoming winter, you know, late winter, early spring, we're going to be in the studio recording our next album, which we're really excited about. So the next couple of months, we're going to be writing a lot. Yeah, we're just super psyched to be creative and get some new music out there, finally.
Nora?
I was going to say, yeah, that space is really going to come in handy for these next couple months because we're really focused on writing our next album, and it, already the songs we've kind of written, it's going to be a great album. We're psyched.
I'm psyched, too. I've really enjoyed listening to you guys play today. Rose, Sarah, Ariel, and Nora Parkington, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to hear one more song from you guys, and it's called Cruel. Mm-hmm. The Parkington Sisters will be opening for Mavis Staples at Symphony Hall on New Year's Eve. More information, visit our website, radioboston.org. Take it away.
One, two, three, one, two, three.
Please don't wait. I'm sleeping in. I try to forget about everything. Hopelessly waiting for many an hour for a warm light to take the hurt away.
Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, 2011 has been a landmark year for criminal justice in Boston, from the capture of Whitey Bulger to the convictions of Sal DeMasi and Tariq Mahana. The year in justice. That's tomorrow. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Adam Ragusea. Anthony Brooks will be back with us tomorrow. Join us again then for more Radio Boston.